The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Foil Hat. If you want to check us out on all of our social media platforms, on Twitter at tinfoilhatcast, reddit.com/r/tinfoilhatshow,
on Instagram at tinfoilhatpod,
or allcomedytshirts.com.
Email us at tinfoilhatpod@gmail.com.
Foil Hat.
All right, guys, it's a solo bolo.
Boop, boop.
It's Tinfoil Hat without Sam Tripoli. He's driving back from Arizona right now. So I'm here with the one and only Alley Cat. Alley Cat, thank you for joining me.
Meow, meow, meow. Hey.
Before we get too deep into it and tell you about our very special guest tonight, let me go ahead and just plug our show. You guys know about it. Get your tickets, San Francisco, June 1st, Friday, 8 p.m., Cobb's Comedy Club. Come on, you know who's there. Sammy Trips, Edgy Bravo, Trez Mala, and the lion named Ryan. Stand-up comedy followed by an orderly Tinfoil Hat Q&A. And you guys know what's happening afterwards. The person who brought the most gets a private podcast with Eddie Bravo and gets smoked the fuck out. So don't miss out. Dude. It's going to be going down in San Francisco, Cobb's, Friday the 1st. And on the 2nd, it's going to be at Sacramento Punchline. So get your tickets now while they're still available. Well, I owe a lot of thanks to Allie because of tonight. She got us a guest. And let me go ahead and give you your official intro. Moon Me is a weekly podcast where comedian Dana Moon lets you get inside her inappropriate brain and her friends unleash TMI on the world with hilarious personal stories of shame, disgrace, embarrassment.
Yeah.
Sounds like she'll fit in perfect here in the debauchery basement.
What?
Who's party that? People, Dana
Who's
Moon.
That crazy
Dana
person?
Dana Moon.
Hey, bio straight from my iTunes page. Look who did their research.
Copy
Thank
and
you.
Paste. There you go.
Oh my goodness.
So tell everyone, I'm sorry Sam's not here, but for those that don't know you, I asked Allie to get me a replacement crazy for our wayward crazy.
Okay.
So hopefully you
crazy
can.
Crazy is on brand. Thank you so much.
So those that don't know
brand.
About you, where does the D-Moon saga begin?
Guys, I'm, I don't know, I'm a stand-up comedian. I also podcast. I do characters.
There you go.
I'll do anything for a laugh. Let's be real.
And you from LA originally?
I'm originally from Connecticut. I lived here long enough as to where I feel like I'm from LA.
Yeah, you got an LA vibe.
Yeah, do I? Somebody told me I have a Connecticut accent and I got pretty offended.
Oh.
I heard it there when you said Connecticut.
Connecticut.
I've always said Connecticut weird. Okay. I can't shake it. I don't know what it is.
I have cousins from Wisconsin and I swear
that
I'm sorry.
They might as well be from Canada. So
Canada.
You know, I couldn't even point out where Connecticut is on a map. I think it's close to New York.
Above New York. It's above New York City.
It's
so easy.
There you go. Well, shit. So how long have you had this podcast and what's it really all about besides the
I know.
Intro?
I'm like, I feel like it's a lot of like taboo subject. Here's how it started, you guys. Mm-hmm. I have so many embarrassing stories. Like very bad. Like embarrassing hookup stories. Just like things that I'm very ashamed about, and to make me feel better, I share the stories. And when I do, I realize other people have stories, and we are like,
totally.
And they're actually very funny because they're very honest and real.
Right.
So my thing is like, why don't we all just share a shame, laugh about it, and we're all bonded
and
together?
Right.
And that's kind of how the podcast started. But you know what? We kind of talk about some real stuff on the podcast. We talk about some spiritual stuff. I have a Reiki healer on who's a good friend of mine. I have a psychic.
What is Reiki?
Reiki is it's like an energy chakra balancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has it worked for you?
You go into a room. Mm-hmm. There's relaxing music. There's a lot of pillows.
Okay.
It smells like lavender. You lie down.
Yeah.
So far, this is like my
you
game.
You fall asleep.
Did
you say
you fall asleep? And then when you wake up, you give her $150. She's like, you're all balanced. Everything's
awesome.
Great. And you're like, wait, what?
So what are you
to
healing?
To each their own.
What is it? Is it like an energy field that you're trying to heal?
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. Where to begin?
Right.
Trauma.
Right.
Childhood trauma. Aww. Never feeling like I belonged.
Yeah.
My brain just nonstop.
So it's like a reprogramming.
It's a reprogramming. Like I can't even like relax. You know how people are like, just chill for the day. I'm like, I feel like I constantly have to be like doing something to like prove my worth. Like I'm a human existing. Look at this thing I'm working on. It's a lot.
Is that the FOMO that comes from the social media? The IG life where you see everyone living everything that you want to be doing.
The best parts of their life.
That is... By the way, social media addiction is going to be like a rehab situation we're going to have on our hands.
Yeah. Everyone's like a used car salesman. They're like, look at this. I got this.
Look, we're all addicted to it. We're addicted to the red likes, the hearts.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It makes you feel, here's the thing. It makes you feel so good.
They said it releases a hit of dopamine every time you get a like.
That's why they're red. Okay, so we're at the Comedy Store, which is very haunted.
Yeah.
And I find that the most haunted place is the main room.
Yeah.
I've been walking through the main room, and I've felt cold pockets of energy.
Oh, wow.
And
I believe it.
There's dense pockets of energy that you walk past. It's not consistent. Like, you feel like you're walking through different realms. It's crazy.
So do you think those are spirits that are caught up, or what is that?
A lot of people have died here.
Oh yeah, I know that. I got the ghost tour when I first came here. Chris gave me the ghost tour. I was like,
I think that, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say because it's just what I believe.
Traveling through different dimensions, or like, you know, we're on Earth, we have an earthly body. So like our body is bound to this planet, right? Mm-hmm. So when you die and you're a spirit, if you believe that you're a spirit, you know, you're in a different dimension. So that's why they say people can come back and visit, because it's like, not to bring Bigfoot up or anything, but it's like Sasquatch is an interdimensional traveler because he goes through different dimensions.
I almost hit a butterfly driving and I slammed on my brakes and almost veered off the road.
Oh my God.
Because I did not want to hit this butterfly.
It's trying to help you.
A late night trucker right now named Red just said, God damn it. Like, turned off. These fuckers aren't hitting butterflies. He's like massacring massive amounts of like moths nightly.
Oh no.
What's that?
It's frog poison.
Oh.
It's similar to ayahuasca.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So they do 5 points on your ankle that they burn the frog poison into, and it resets
and
your central nervous system.
You
trip for like 15 minutes, but it's more of a purging.
Oh, like a spiritual purging?
It's a spiritual purging.
Whoa.
It's pretty intense.
Have you done it?
I've done it once.
You have?
I've done it once.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about it.
So my friend introduced me to it, and she wasn't going to the one I went to, and it was in Malibu, and I show up to this house and I'm like super nervous.
Malibu.
And there's a guy with like yoga pants that are flowy and like a top bun, and he's like cleaning out like 20 buckets.
Okay.
Because you vomit a lot.
Yeah.
And I was so nervous, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I don't even really know what this is. And I go, am I at the right place for Campo? And it's like, yeah, of course, because there's buckets. There's puke buckets he's cleaning. Anyways, I mean,
that's so brave that you signed up for that.
It's a beautiful home. Two amazing human beings. They had a lot of frog artwork in the house. I shouldn't call it.
Yeah.
It was sculptures. It was a little too much.
Wooden sculptures.
Aren't you supposed to
wooden sculptures? Painting. It was like in the frog. It was like, okay, we get it. The frog is like a spiritual healer. And then everyone who was doing it kind of knew each other. So I was like the odd duck out. And it was actually ended up being so amazing, you guys.
Whoa.
And
details. We got to get the.
So what did you see? Did you see anything?
So we sit in a circle. Everyone tells their intention, what they want to release.
Sure.
Things that are holding them back. She burns she does one burn. It's like it looks like the incense being burned into your ankle.
Wow.
Right? And then she does one for me. Everyone else in the group has done it before. So I was the first one doing it first. So she puts the frog poison. By the way, this is like rainforest. Brazilian.
That's so cool.
This is like started in like Brazil. It's like hunter and gatherer. Like your vision becomes sharper. You don't have to sleep. You don't have to eat. You're like a fucking warrior, right?
Right.
This is like what it does to your body. And anyways, as it goes in my system, I regret everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. I was like, what am I doing here? I don't even know what this is.
Happy over that.
Here's the saddest information. Our world is going to be, our planet's going to be destroyed. Where can everybody follow you in the meantime before everything's over?
Right. Awesome.
And you guys at Dana Moon Me. Let's be real. Instagram, Twitter. My podcast is on iTunes, the Moon Me Podcast.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hit it.
Instagram and Twitter?
Instagram and Twitter, baby.
Guys, and get those tickets. They're going to sell out.